AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Royalty Pharma pushes against healthcare weakness with a 78-week trend signal. RPRX rose 3.1% in a down week for healthcare and sits just 2.1% below its 52-week high. But volume at 0.7 times the 13-week average keeps confirmation less than emphatic. Research brief. Royalty Pharma closed at $58.18 for the week ended 17 July, extending a strong multi-month move, while the broader U.S. healthcare and biotechnology groups fell on the week. The stock remains well above its weekly trend line and ShareMaestro fair value, with positive activity pressure and relative strength, though participation lagged and activity pressure has cooled over the past month. Key points. 1. Royalty Pharma gained 3.1% on the week, outperforming U.S. healthcare at minus 0.7% and U.S. biotechnology at minus 2.8%. 2. The close at $58.18 leaves the stock at 95.1% of its 52-week range and 2.1% below the $59.44 high. 3. The trend signal remains active with a 78-week streak and price is 20.4% above the $48.32 trend line. 4. Volume was 13.3 million shares, only 0.7 times the 13-week average of 17.9 million, so the latest advance lacked strong participation. 5. Fair value sits at $33.12, leaving a 75.7% premium that raises the bar for continued demand support. Weekly move stands out as healthcare slips. Royalty Pharma, a $31.1 billion biopharmaceutical royalty buyer and innovation funder, ended the latest week at $50.18, up 3.1%. That was a meaningful relative gain in a softer healthcare week. The U.S. healthcare group averaged minus 0.7%, while U.S. biotechnology fell minus 2.8%. The stock ranked 19th of 100 healthcare names for the week, and 12th of 100 biotechnology names, with a broader U.S. healthcare peer percentile near 81.0%. The sector backdrop is mixed, with only 48.0% of healthcare names in active weekly trends, and 41.0% showing positive relative strength. While biotechnology breadth is firmer, at 62.0% trend participation, 78.0% positive market dynamics, and 66.0% positive relative strength. Trend remains intact, but valuation distance is large. The weekly trend signal remains active and has now persisted for 78 weeks, with 52 of the past 52 weeks active. Price is 20.4% above the $48.32 trend line, keeping the regime constructive, and the close sits at 95.1% of the 52-week range, only 2.1% below the $59.44 high. The strength comes with a valuation caveat. ShareMaestro fair value is $33.12, putting the stock 75.7% above that level. That gap is evidence of persistent premium demand, but it also makes the next phase more dependent on continued price confirmation, especially with the stock already close to its high watermark. Momentum is broad, participation is not. Momentum remains clearly positive across timeframes. RPRX is up 9.9% over 4 weeks, 18.3% over 12 weeks, 48.5% over 26 weeks, and 67.0% over 52 weeks. Market dynamics are also supportive, with latest activity pressure at 0.95 and relative strength at 21.32. The signal state, however, is not a fresh buy, and activity pressure is down 29.8% over 4 weeks, even as relative strength has improved sharply. Volume is the main restraint in the latest reading. The week's 13.3 million shares were below both the 13-week average of 17.9 million and the 52-week average of 18.0 million, equal to a 0.7x ratio on each measure. Earlier advances drew heavier participation, including 26.9 million shares in late May and 22.7 million in late June, so the latest rebound has yet to show comparable conviction. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile remains orderly, but no longer complacent. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.8%, above the 52-week base of 2.4%. Over the past year, Royalty Pharma has posted 34 positive weeks against 18 negative weeks, with average gains of 2.4% and average losses of negative 1.5%, a favorable skew that supports the current trend state. The watch list is straightforward. Whether price can challenge the $59.44 high with stronger volume, whether the $48.32 trend line continues to define the weekly regime, and whether activity pressure stabilizes after its four-week cooling. A move accompanied by volume materially above the current 0.7x ratio would carry more evidential weight, while failure near the high would put the recent reversal markers back in focus. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.